Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here on a solo mission edition of the Fade 5 podcast. He's going to hopefully be back on Thursday at some pop-up that he definitely had to attend to, so he apologizes. But trust me, folks, he's already given me his wagers. I'm going to feature them throughout the show today. So let's go and start things off on this Manic Monday edition of the show and hop aboard the Hong Kong Plus Plus, as we always do. Plus 100 odds or greater, that is the requirement. And drop the buck and make it some bucks, as usually the specialty of Lundy. But he is looking at the anytime touchdown market tonight in the battle between the Eagles and LA Chargers. And he is going to go with Dallas Goedert to Splash 6. And look at the odds, plus 333. Seems like a lucky number there. Available at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at LAC, they've given up a handful of touchdowns at tight end position this year. So Lundy feels that Dallas Goedert, though he hasn't scored, I think, in like 5 weeks, will haul one in and spike it home. Pretty nice value there. I might sprinkle a little action on that, given the plus 333 juice there available at DraftKings Sportsbook. Meanwhile, I am going to go with the LA Chargers. Classic bet, straight up on the money line. Grab this at BetMGM at plus 115. I know a lot of you were thinking, well, Justin Herbert's not even healthy. Is Omari Hampton really going to be full go in this game? Those are questions I obviously don't have answers to, but what I can tell you is this. Herbert is one of the toughest dudes in the NFL, and Mr. Madison Beer is probably going to be twirling it early and often. Now, he may not take a whole lot of snaps under center, given the surgically repaired, offhand that he has, but a guy that will probably be sent back in shotgun and still spinning spirals left and right, rinse and repeat to his bevy of targets, whether it's Quentin Johnson, whether it's the McConkey Donkey, whether it's Keenan Allen or Rondé Gadsden. He's just got dudes, and now he's got Amari Hampton back, who is an excellent check down weapon as well, who utilized really to full capacity before Hampton exited stage left with that gruesome ankle injury. So put all together, I think the Chargers, and given the struggles of Philadelphia offensively, they're at home. Kind of a meaningful game, especially for LAC and their playoff hopes. I'll take them straight up there inside SoFi, plus 115 available at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with another Monday Night Football edition of the Fade 5. All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. It's an Eagles game. Naturally, I got to get a bet on a dude I always wager on because the lines are always ultra soft. All we need is an OCC, yeah, you know me. For the unfamiliar, that's answer one catch cash on Jahan Dotson at numero cinco. Give me the over 6.5 yards. Yeah, 6.5 yards on the longest catch at a minus 120 at DraftKings. A little bit better value because the standard line is 7.5 yards. And typically, if he's going to get a catch, it's only one. So I think this one is going to potentially come through if he hauls in that singular grab. You look at Dotson this season, averaging 23-point routes run per game. He's on the field quite often. That's 74.9% of his snaps. He's averaging 15.6 in terms of average depth of target, a.k.a. ADOT. He's got a 9.8 yards per target mark. He's averaging 18.7 yards per catch. And all we need is a 7-yard out route grab, and we're cashing it home. He's done this in 7 of 12 games this season. When you look at LAC, yes, they're number 7 in dropback EPA defense this season, but it'll probably get a lot of Tarheeb still in coverage, who's given up 10.2 yards per catch, who's allowed a 104.4 passer rating and 73.5% catch rate, operating primarily out of the slot. So put all together, OCC, yeah, you know me. I just need a one stinking catch grab, and we're going to be counting our winnings on Jahan Dotson, the over 6.5 yards, the longest catch at a minus 120 at DraftKings. Numero cuatro on this MNF edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Welcome back, and hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Omari Hampton is back. I'm singing that because I have also missed his services in the world of fantasy football. And some of you may need a little something out of him to propel you into the second season tonight. And you are praying, you're hoping this bet comes through. So number four in the countdown, Amari Hampton, anytime touchdown. Terrific value available at BetMGM. Best juice I saw in the business at a plus 185. Yeah, world of shoulders. And get seduced by that juice. You look at Hampton, five games in which he was upright in. 12 red zone attempts, and five of those came to the goal line. Had a pair of touchdowns. But what I really appreciate him is his after contact ability. He's one of the best in the business. I know it's a sample size, Evans, a small one because only a handful of games. But among qualifying running backs, he is number five in yak per attempt at 3.79. Folks, he has forced a missed tackle, and this is an absurd rate, 33.3%. of his ground touches. So he's got the shimmy, he's got the shake. It's very visible, whether with the eye test or looking at the advanced analytics. And you look at Philadelphia, you know, they really slipped in terms of rushing EPAD. I look at the Bears game a couple of weeks ago on Black Friday. They're just number 12 in that category last 5 weeks. And on the year, they're giving up 4.44 yards per carry, 141 flat total yards per game, and 13 total touchdowns to RB. So if the Chargers are going to be competitive in this contest, if indeed they are going to live up to my expectation of them winning straight up on the money line, Amari Hampton has got to bring the thump, and I think he's going to cross the chalk. So anytime touchdown for the rookie, plus 185 there at BetMGM. But wait! There's more Amari Hampton, numero tres on the Monday Night Football edition of the Paid Five Countdown. Give me him over 10.5 receiving yards. A very soft number. Again, I have no idea how many snaps he's going to play. Kamani Vidal is going to see some action in this game as well. My guess is at a minimum, it's going to be a 60-40 split in favor of the rookie out of North Carolina, and a guy that really showed some soft and tender mitts earlier this season. He's gone over the five games, this number four times. That's over the 10.5 receiving yards. He's averaged 23.8 routes run per game. That's 59.8% of the snaps played. He's averaging 6.8 yards per catch. So, folks, he just hits his average. All we need is uno and dos grabs. That is it. I'm no math major by any stretch of the imagination. I was dropped on my head as a child, but I can compute that 101 level number and understand that two catches at 6.8 is greater than 10.5. And honestly, this could be an OCC as well. You look at Philadelphia. They have allowed the eighth most running back receiving yards on the season, giving up 3.8 receptions, 39.2 receiving yards per game. Again, just to the running back position. A lucky number 13 RBs have gone over 10.5 receiving yards against them. So that's a cherry on top of the sundae of numero tres, Amari Hampton on the over 10.5 receiving yards at a minus 115 there at BetMGM. And hey, do you want more bets? Of course you do, you greedy little bastards. I give them to you free. Where? At my site, thegamingjuice.com, you jackals. All of my Week 15 Fantasy Football ranks are already live on the site. Don't worry, I'll be shifting them about. Some people throwing like hate bombs at me on social media about certain rankings. It's just like my opinion, bruh. Take it or leave it. Fade or follow, as I always say, that is up to you. I will have my Fantasy Flames piece out later today. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver, all in one column ahead of the first round of the fantasy playoffs. I'll also have my top props later this week. The college football forecast will be back next week for the college football playoff opening round matchup. So Matt Fortuna, Ben Wintstein, and Nate Jacobson. So stay tuned for that. And my always very transparent and public spreadsheet lives on the site. I've had a really good week in the NFL. Finished up as well in college basketball. Myself there on the back, and we're having a really strong start to that season. It's all going to come crashing and burning down probably here in short order, but you can check out the spreadsheet. Check out Lundy's always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet as well. You can ask Brad. Just click Ask Me a question there at the top of the main page. Fire away, and I'll get back at my leisure, at my convenience. You get it all for free. I don't charge you a damn dime at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe. All right, numero dos here, the Monday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Why in the hell is this number this high? I'll probably look like a giant boo for betting the under, but I'm going to do it. Living in the land down under on who? Justin Herbert, 19 and a half rush yards at a minus 115 at BetMGM. Now, remember way back in the summer, one of Herbert's goals this season was to run more, and he's certainly done that. But now with that surgically repaired hand, he's going to be like Luke Skywalker out there. He's going to have some limitations. I know legs are still functional, but is he going to risk it in the open field? I think some reservations and doubt will creep in, which will ultimately lead to him staying more pocket tied. And look at Philadelphia. Yes, I know they've allowed the ninth most quarterback rush yards this season, a 21.3 per game. Five quarterbacks have sprinted past the 20-yard mark against them this season. A fairly high pressure rate they have cranked up as well. Fly Eagles fly number 15 in pocket pressure percentage at 22.2%. And Herbert has called his own number, 17.6% of the sacks played. He's averaging a hefty 6.2 yards per carry. However, he's been under this prop in two of his last three, averaging 4.8 attempts per game on the year. Again, has everything to do with that hand and him saying, yeah, and that little angel on one of his shoulders. Hey, Justin, you might want to just stay in the pocket, man, or throw it out of bounds instead of taking off and getting yourself further injured. So listen to the angel on your shoulder, Justin Herbert. And if you do that, we cash numero dos on the under, Herbert. 19 and a half rush yards at a minus 115 at BetMGM. And numero uno on the Monday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Yeah, I got to fade him once again because it's been a money-making machine. Saquon Barkley, run into some brick walls, please, and thank you. Give me the under at 70.5 rush yards at a minus 115 there at BetMGM. Believe it or not, this prop has climbed. It opened at 66.5 at a couple locations, and it's jumped by 4 yards. And I ask, why? Exactly. Let me give you the reasons as to why I'm asking that question. Saquon's been under this 9 to 12 games this season. He has the third lowest yak per attempt of any NFL running back. Well, at least the qualifying ones at 2.30. That is puke inducing. Only a 15.2% missed tackle rate. Also, definitely conjuring the upchucks. He's seen a hefty workload, 82.5% of the opportunity share, but only number 38 as well in yards created per touch. He is peak inefficient, mi amigos. And you look at the LA Chargers, yes, they're middle of the pack and rush EPA defense at number 15. Yeah, they've had some injuries on that defensive line. Yes, seven running backs have gone over 70.5 rush yards in a game against them as they're giving a 4.63 yards per carry, but they're kind of bend don't break as they are only allowing 87.7 rush yards per game in totality to the running back position. I know the Eagles are still top 12 in run blocking efficiency, but Saquon is not hitting the hole as hard as he was last year. Whoa. Yeah, I'll run with that there, Beavis. I think Saquon Barkley cashes the under on 70.5 rush yards at a minus 115 there at BetMGM, my top play on Monday Night Football. But wait, there's more. It's bonus time. When they're Monday Night Football, it's a really terrible college basketball slate. I don't have any bets right now. That means it could change. Check out the spreadsheet on thegamingjuice.com. Of course, we'll have a very busy and loaded Tuesday night in that sports. I'll be booking all kinds of bets on the hardwood, at least for tomorrow. We'll see about Monday with only a handful of games and expected to be some lopsided affairs as well. But Lundy did send me a couple of plays that he likes tonight. In addition, he's going to play a little same game parlay in Monday Night Football. Leg numero uno is going to take the Eagles plus 7.5 on the all total. Leg numero dos is going to take Jalen. It hurts so good. Come on, Jalen, make it hurt so good. Just one plus passing touchdown and getting down with some A.J. Brown. 5+ reception. So a whole lot of fly, Eagles fly on that SGP, a +126 available there at DraftKings. And of course, he's got to feature an NHL bet for you sickos out there, like to put the biscuit in the basket. And kudos and hat tip to Nathaniel Lundy for mentioning a name I can actually pronounce. Adrian Kempe, he tells me he plays for the Los Angeles Kings, which, okay, again, I just learned this human being actually walks the planet. And on top of that, slaps the puck for the LA Kings. He's got to take it for an assist, Adrian Kempe, versus the Utah Mammoth. Again, disappointing they're not the Yeti. +140 there at DraftKings. Lindy sent a little factoid of support. I forgot it. Just follow his lead. He knows the sport forwards and backwards. And a guy that's always making pucks and bucks on the pucks. Get it right, Evans, in that sport. All right, bonus time for me. AJ Brown, Lindy likes him. Get 5+ grabs. I love the race two markets. And I love how DraftKings, they go from 20 to 40 to 60 to 80 to 100. I typically look at like the 60 and 80 market, sometimes occasionally the 40. 20 is a complete crapshoot, quite honestly. But in the race to 60 yards, A.J. Brown is better than 2.5 to 1. I think it's like +268. I think that's worth a little sprinkle. If you feel that he's going to hit the over on 60.5 receiving yards, which is his standard prop, just take him in the race of 60 at significant +2s. I know there's more variables at play, but if you look at some of the other lines out there, like who is really going to compete in that category against him? Is it going to be the McConkey Donkey? Maybe. Quentin Johnson? Possibly. Keenan Allen? Doubtful. Laronde Gadsden? Doubtful. The guy is really going to compete with him probably more than anybody is his own tag team partner there, Devontae Smith. But Smith has got a much tougher mano-a-mano matchup. Make coverage. So I think Adrian Brown, squeaky wheels, going to continue to get the grease. Race to 60 yards, +268, available there at DraftKings. And one more for me in bonus time. I'll take the under on Devontae Smith, the Slim Reaper, 21.5 yards on his longest catch. Why? The Chargers entering the night have allowed the fewest 20-yard pass plays of any NFL team this season, as they have been just outstanding in coverage. He's going to get a lot of Derwin James in coverage as a primary assignment, working out of the slot. And James, as a slot DB, is only giving up an 8.7 yards per catch mark. And on top of that, Smith, yeah, he's averaging 13.4 yards a catch. Decent, but not great. And you see him line up in the slot over 50% of the time. So he's getting a lot of James, despite being number 14 in total air yards. I don't think Devontae Smith, with the extra help coming over the top, has got to catch a long bomb in this one. So give me the under. 21.5 yards on his longest reception at a -115. All right, I think I have exhausted. Oh, no, I got one more. Keenan Allen, give me the over on 3.5 receptions. He's done this in 10 of 12 games, folks. He's averaging 7.6 targets per game. A guy that's one of the best contested catch receivers in the NFL. Philadelphia has given up 14 wide receivers of 4 or more grabs, and he's going to get a ton of Adoree Jackson coverage, who's allowed a 62.5% catch rate. So, pulled together, Keenan Allen, 3.5 receptions, and it's only a standard -115. Take my money, BetMGM. Take it. All right. I've exhausted everything on my card. Again, I will post any college basketball action on my always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet. Where? At thegamingjuice.com. Go there, you fools, and sign up for a free account. Also, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. And follow Lundy as well on the X or the Twitter at Nate Lundy. You can follow me there at Noisy Uevos. And go to our friends at Betalytics and use that promo code JUICE. Again, that's promo code JUICE for 25% off. They're awesome, and I mean it, awesome projections. I use it as a resource in my research every single damn day. All right, folks, I am out of here. And as always, until next time, fade or follow. That is up to you. Saquon, running some damn walls.